Edmonton will wait in the weeds a little bit on you and expose some poor decisions. So a good game for them to see, a completely different game. I mean, on individuals, I think Nicky Ehlers shows flashes kind of in each of the two games. So there's some really good things there. Really liked Nicky Patan's in the middle, you know, in the center faceoff. Good for him that he's so strong on the faceoff. So that's a real positive. I thought, you know, Adam Lowry's just smart kind of wherever he goes. So he does a lot of good things that will just be unnoticed, and just the reads all over the ice and some of the defensive things that probably don't get picked up. And, you know, and Morrissey, another step better. You know, I think every game he plays gets a little bit better, a little bit more comfortable. So, you know, there's not any pucks going in the back of the net, so we can't have a parade. But from my experience in seeing young players, I like watching them play, because you can kind of see the future in all of them.
Speaking of pucks going in the back of the net, Gagliardi and Halaschuk seemed like they were pretty motivated out there tonight. Is it just as important for them to have a good camp as anyone else? Are they fighting for spots just like everyone else?
You know, and you could almost say more so, right? Because these guys aren't coming out of junior or going back to junior or in their early part. They're both really, really good pros. They know the game. They pick the systems up fast. So they want to come out and put a good showing, because they're fighting for jobs or ice time or roles on the team. And I really like what both of them bring. You know, they're not out of position. They compete hard within that 10-foot area of ice, and both showed some quickness with the puck on their stick. You know, good for them.
Never want to blow a lead, but does it become a teachable coaching kind of moment in your video sessions about how sort of the game turned around in the second? Or
that's just all about human nature, right? At the 10-minute mark of the second period, we were pretty happy with ourselves. We started the two shifts prior to the goal. We started dangling at the offensive blue line. We don't want to dump the puck ever. Sometimes the other team does a good job. Puck's got to get deep, and you got to go ahead and get after it. And that's where we had been good. But that's human nature, that you will take the path of least resistance. And we certainly took that for 10 minutes and realized that there's some skill there. You throw up a 2-on-1 like that to anybody, you're not looking at your goaltender after that one. So they're not group teachable moments. We still have 44 guys in camp, so I'm not hauling everybody in tomorrow to watch the video of that one, but there's enough good in our game that I like. I didn't like the emotions of that. You know, we did that one to ourselves, so you never like to have that happen. We discussed it.
What were your first thoughts about the Scheifele line and the chances they were able to generate?
I thought they were about 12 inches away from being really good. You know, and the first shift of the game, kind of an indication of it. If they get the handle on the puck at any point from the red line to our crease, they're gone, but they don't. And there were pieces of each game that I really liked. So the things that I enjoyed was Evander Kane on the penalty kill. He was positionally really good. He and Wheeler do a fantastic job. Scheif's draws on the penalty kill, somebody that we didn't use last year to kill penalties. Now we got another righty. Take some pressure off Brian Little like that. Overall, you know, I didn't love the results of it, but they were just, you know, feet were turning, hands were going, the puck was 12 inches behind where it should have been. They were far, you know, that feeling that they were almost breaking out every time they touched the puck. A little rust there. Got lots of confidence in what they're going to be able to do. Oh, I liked it. You know, I mean, so real tough game for him, because I thought in the first 10 minutes of that second period, I think he had two blockers from way outside, so there's nothing. And then he's going to get some high-end shooters coming right down the pipe on him. So what I was looking for was how was it after. And he controlled some rebounds pretty well, and he looked solid. So the goalie's got to go through that, right? I've got nothing on the video for him in the next day about things he could do better in terms of the goals he gave up. So I was comfortable with Hutch. And it was a tough one, because you go a long stretch of getting nothing, you know, and then you've got a breakdown and an odd man rush, and, you know, it's a sort of a 2-on-1, a definite 2-on-1 and a 4-on-3 with the late man coming down the pipe. So I thought he was good. Okay.
Thank you.